Exclusive. Former Trump aide Sam Nunberg, Trump considering 2024 run, I believe that he will. By Hannah Blow on November 27, 2021. Sam Nunberg, former aide to President Trump, said the former president is certainly considering a presidential run and said he personally believes he will. Telling Breitbart News Saturday that Trump must look forward despite everything that occurred in the last presidential election. Obviously, he is certainly considering it. Nunberg said when asked if Trump will run in 2024. He seems to have his ducks in a row. I thought it was extremely smart that his super PAC has already made hires in Iowa. However, Nunberg identified a few disadvantages Trump could have running, noting that, from the minute he makes the announcement, he will essentially be running a general election campaign. The problem for Donald Trump if he announces that he's running for president, and I believe that he will, is he's going to be running a general election campaign from the day he announces, he said, noting that he could run into trouble in caucus and primary states, particularly if there is an insurgent. Another potential issue could be phony investigations, which plagued his presidency. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Sam Nunberg, November 27, 2021. I've never seen someone attack the way he was. But if you talked to him, he was happy to do everything he's done for the country. Nunberg said, calling Trump a blessing to the world and citing his accomplishments, despite everything thrown at him from the day he came down the infamous escalator. Will he have 70% support? 75% like he has now? I think he'll have a high mark. I think he'll start around 60, he predicted. Adding that Trump should be watching other potential challengers such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. R. And understand that he is going to have to win the early primary states and beat the media at its own game. As negative coverage could potentially curtail his rightful place as the GOP nominee. Nunberg also noted that Trump was 41,000 votes away from 270 electoral votes with Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin and briefly spoke about how America has soured on President Biden over the past 10 months, particularly after the pathetic, dangerous showing by President Biden with the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. People are really seeing the stark contrast between the leadership of Biden and Trump, he suggested. And when you see the staffing that Biden has, and the scariest thing is Kamala Harris, who is probably a bigger moron than Joe Biden is, they say a heartbeat, I say a quarter heartbeat, away from the presidency. So people just weren't happy about this, he said. Calling the Biden opposition emblematic of the Tea Party opposition of 2009, which had a lot of independents involved. The difference is, in fact, this is even larger. He argued, because it's including Democrats that are just so disgusted with the failure and incompetence of the Biden administration, Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer's Congress. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief, Matthew Boyle, and Nunberg discussed how crucial it is that Republicans do not reverse course and select a Romney moving forward. The 2012 Republican nominees, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, Nunberg said, were the epitome of why the Republican Party was a dead man walking party. The key is that we cannot forget that we can only win if we are the party of America. Some people would say the working class. I would say we are the party of America. There are enough classes. We don't look at it like classes. We are the party of the heartland and we are the party that cares about everyday Americans, he said, not Wall Street like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell too much. We're the party that cares about union members. We're the party that care about minorities' economic opportunities. We're the party that wants to take care of the military, guard our military, our rank-and-file warriors, from this woke leadership that is really, I think, one of Obama's lasting legacies, Nunberg said, noting that Obama turned it into a sociology experiment. We need to win all groups, he said, adding, that is what Donald Trump was able to do. Nunberg credited the late Andrew Breitbart, late Rush Limbaugh, as well as Mark Levin, in being ahead of their time in opposing the ideas of the old GOP and the idea they could out-amnesty the Democrats and keep going in that direction. Trump, however, brought in so many people to this party, he said. If Trump does not run, he continued, Republicans need someone who can carry the mantle. Figures such as former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and Governor DeSantis all have different personalities. Nunberg said, but they all embrace America First ideals and principles. A party that can reach somebody in rural Pennsylvania but also reach the young African American or Hispanic that wants to start a business and actually loves their country and doesn't look down on it. If we do that, we will remain a strong party. If we look back and if we go the way that, let's say in my opinion, a Nikki Haley wants us to go, then yeah. We'll never win a presidential election, Nunberg said. Ultimately, he said the best option to take the White House is for Donald Trump to be the nominee, but he offered a final word of advice. Unfortunately, he can't keep looking back. I know he was cheated. He has to look forward, he said, and if he does, I think that the White House can become great again, frankly.